speak. All right, now I've gotten recorded. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Going good. How are you?
I am doing all right. Well, we got another bout of snow. How are roads this morning?
It wasn't too bad. The shelter was a little slippery back there, but
yeah, that always typical. Is. It's like the last road in town that ever gets sold. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the massive cat that you brought.
Yeah.
This is like week number two of big cats.
I know.
Now I don't know.
He's around here somewhere. So this is Orlando. And Chris is right. He's a big cat. He weighs probably 15 pounds or so.
It's almost like holding a small child.
Yeah. But he's not really overweight. He's just a big, like, long cat. He came to us, I believe, a couple months ago. Just found as a stray. Him and we believe Stanley, I brought him a couple weeks ago, were in the same household because they both have microchips that were registered to the same man who lives in Florida. So now they were never claimed. So now we're trying to find good homes for them. Orlando is a pretty funny cat. When he first came in, he was like super scared, but he would just burrow himself under blankets. And even on the way here, like he's been better lately, but then on the way here, I was getting him out of the carrier and he had burrowed himself under the blanket that was in the carrier on our way to KCHJ. So that was really funny.
He was cold.
Yeah.
He saw the snow and he's like, I want no part of it.
He's like, no.
But he is definitely, I love his coloring. Again,
yeah. I know. He's a dark tabby cat, so he's got a lot of like darker brown and black features on him. And it's funny because he's got such a like long, big body, but his head is kind of small if you look at him. And he just has the funniest look on his face. It's almost like a grumpy face all the time. So
yeah.
He's a cool cat. Definitely one I think he would do okay with another cat. Probably just depends. You'd have to try it and see. And then he's probably laid back enough that he'd be okay with a dog as long as he could kind of get up and have his own space if needed.
Definitely. Once he warms up to his new location, I'm sure he's going to be a lap hog too.
Yes.
Just throw that out there. Well, go ahead and talk about ways to adopt in your hours this weekend.
Yeah, so we will be open this weekend. I'll actually be there on Saturday, 11 to 2, and then we will be open on Sunday, 1 to 3 as well. So, come out this weekend and see us. Hopefully the weather holds off and we can have a lot of visitors. We are still empty on the dog side. I don't want to jinx it, but yeah, so we're still empty on the dog side, which has just been crazy. But we do have a lot of cats still looking for homes, and we've had a few cats come in this week already too. So we're starting to get just a little full again on the cat side, not as alarming as it was just a few weeks ago, but still kind of trickling up there. And like I said, that could change in a day.
So. It's amazing what a week or two will do at the shelter. We go from being so packed that we don't know what to do to literally no dogs.
And yeah.
Only a handful of cats. So
yep.
Can't go wrong there. Perfect time to train in some new volunteers, perhaps.
Yeah. So we did a post a couple days ago. If you're looking for a New Year's resolution to do a little bit more in your community and you'd like to volunteer at PAWS, that's certainly something we can train you to do. We need people who can clean every night, or not every night, but can clean.
If you want to do it every night.
Yeah, sure.
We wouldn't turn you away.
It probably wouldn't last long. So we do need help cleaning, scooping litter boxes, feeding the cats, and then socializing them, as well as dogs when we have dogs. And then we also need people who are, I don't know, good at social media, anything that we can do to help us post and be more active in the community. And then also our events that are coming up, we also need help with that kind of stuff. And then we also have subcommittees as part of our board that we have, board of directors, that is like fundraising, grant writing. So if any of those kind of things interest you, if you maybe are allergic to animals, so can't necessarily help at the shelter, but still want to help out, definitely look into something like that.
Definitely. So how would you go about signing up to be a volunteer?
So you can either contact us through Facebook, which is PAWS Humane Society. Just make sure you get the one in Charles City. Send us an email at pawscharlescity@gmail.com Or you can call or text our cell phone, which is 641-228-0262. And then we also have like a little contact thing on our website that you can fill out too with information. And our website is pausecharlescity.com.
All right. Perfect. Anything else?
I don't think so. It's
kind of covered.
Yeah.
No events coming up over the next couple of months?
Probably the rummage sale. We usually try to shoot to do that in April, May. It kind of depends on the fundraising committee. Hopefully they'll meet soon and can discuss that. But yeah, that'll probably be our next fundraiser.
Well, I can't wait for that. Neither can my garage. Yeah, so, sure. Thank you very much, JC, for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Now to find our cat. It's 8:13 with the B-52s.